In 2021, the Belgian Royal Institute for Cultural Heritage organized a public challenge poll. Almost 12,000 people could vote for their favorite restoration project. The Funerary Chapel of Rubens won the contest.
If you manage to find your way into this church, you'll get a big surprise. The hustle and bustle of the city immediately gives way to a feeling of calm. The grand dimensions in width and height are in harmonious proportions. Those who are sensitive to this will feel uplifted rather than depressed. As soon as St. James's Church and Rubens Funerary Chapel are fully accessible, we will include this important stop in our walking program. For the time being, you can have a look at his Madonna surrounded with the saints online, linked to our Dutch website page. With Rubens' house being on the Wapper, St. James's had become his parish church. The youngest child he had with Isabella Brandt and the five children from his second marriage were all baptized here. The font dates from 1624, so it is an authentic object from Rubens' time. The family was also tied together by death. Helena Fourmont, who died at the age of 59 in 1673, by a long and unfortunate illness, was laid to rest in Peter Paul's burial chapel. She was not buried with her second husband. Her daughter Clara Johanna followed her in this grave in 1689, as well as Clara's husband in 1699. In the south aisle, on the wall against the heavy pillar under the tower, you'll find the epitaph of Anthony van Dyck's teacher, Hendrik van Baalen, and his wife, Margaretha Briers. The funerary monument shows van Baalen's own painting, The Resurrection of Christ. Jordaan's painting, The Calling of Peter, can momentarily be seen in the Snijders en Rokoks house in our north route.